Okay, Parashas Pinchas. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leim Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron Akoyin Heishim es Chamosim ben Abnei Yisrael Mikano es Kenosi b'Seichom v'Chris es Bnei Yisrael b'Kenosi. Chen Emor Hini Noisin Lo Es Bishi Shalom. The Torah Toshes Miyachis Pinchas Misyachis Pinchas to Aaron Akoyin. The obvious questions, we know who his grandparents is, his lowest parents. Pinchas ben Elozer, we already had Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKohen. Vayah Pinchas ben Aaron, the last week's parish already. So why did the Torah have to reiterate the Yichus ben Aaron HaKohen? So Rashi's coming to answer that question. And Rashi brings for Chazal, Lefishoyu HaShvotim Vazan Oisod. The Shvotim were making fun, downgrading Pinchas. You saw this Ben Puti as being Mefatim, whose great grandfather was Mefatim Agolim Lavodes Gachom. Therefore, the Torah came, it was Miyachis him after Aaron. So, the Chol is Rashi's Apella, Mahamish Apella. We know the Aloch is Sanhedrin, Bei Beis, Sanhedrin. The Aloch is Aboyel Aramis, Rashi brings last week's parasha. Kanoim Poigim Boy. Somebody is living with a Goyish woman. Kanoim Poigim Boy. That's the Aloch. So the Choyer, what's this whole shaka? The Fisha, your mother defeated Ben Puti Zeh, his great grandpappy used to fatten a golem. Who cares? His great grandpappy had a goyish shecht house, used to sell fat pig, and his, you know, a pig, he had a pig star, whatever he had. What's the difference what his grandfather did? Maizah Sova Shaldova. If the Maizah Sova Shaldova, this Kanoim Poigim Boy, what does it have to do with anything? What's with that time? And he killed it. And they who cares what his grandfather was? So you'll tell me that the Taina was just star, it wasn't a real Taina. But Maizah was something to the Taina, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that's what the positive. So this week we learn extra words in the Torah. These words are missing the Sefer Torah as possible. The reason why the Torah wrote Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron was to answer that Taina. The Fikoch, Boa, cause of Yichsos of Rashi. Mashmi had to answer the Taina of this time. If you should be the Chor, what's the Taina? What's the Torah? First Kash. Bikanoi is Kinosi b'soichem v'chiz v'yisob b'kinosi. What is exactly Rashi says over here, Nikmos Nikmosi, because it's a catch of holy leaves, I should have been angry. I should have taken the karma here. And Pinchas went ahead and he went in my place. I mean, every Aveira that the Klai Yisrael does, we never found that it's the thing I should have done. Every Aveira, because look at that. What's up over here? Bikanos Kinosi. We know one of the schusses that he can see Brisi Shalom. So we know that one of the schuses that first of all that he never Chazal tell Eliyos who Pinchas Pinchas who Eliyos they never died. The Sfarno is a masbir why I in the Sfarno this week's parish a beautiful hezbir why that Pinchas never died. But Pinchas Eliyos we know is Eliyos just by a bris today. Eliyos Malach bris is by every bris. He comes to every bris. Kisei Eliyos everybody makes the big things. But keyboard to get Kisei Eliyos big chair. I never understood. They always put the guy on the chair and they put a little chair for Eliyahu. It's supposed to be a they always put the sandik on the chair. It's called Kis Eliyahu. Someone has to be masked, but why do they do that? But anyway, what?
It's high
for the mud. I'm saying it, but then don't call that Kis Eliyahu. Eliyahu doesn't sit on that chair. He's on the other chair. But anyway, the mice. The giant Akisi Eliyahu, and like the Mechabit, what?
Because they use one chair.
Yeah, also right. And some people are sitting there together with his witness on. But I'm saying, Akisi Eliyahu, big chair, okay. Well, let's get it. And they always say, okay, let's put a chair for Eliyahu. It's a folding chair, that, you know, it's chair crooked, half broken. And they put it on the side over there. Okay, is that Akisi Eliyahu? Anyway, but Akisi Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Malach HaBris, by every bris. What's the Pshara Bursa? The Gemara says also, Chazal says, Mered Gezach, Bris Kunas Oilam Migat.
So Rashi, Shal Bishikvar Nidna Kuna Zau Sha Aaron, Nidna La Aaron Ubonav, Aaron Ubonav Ka Kuna. Shinim Shkuli Mosalem, Aba Pinchas Shinoy Kunach, Lo Nimshach, Lo Ibolach La Kuna Ad Kaan. Lo Niskayim Pinchas Ad Shaharek Zimri. Pinchas, his induction into Kuhuna was the mice of killing Zimri. Very, very, Lo Dovahu. Why was that the maisa to which he was inducted into Kuhuna? This kind of Shaharek is Zimri. Many other kashas over here, also, but whatever, we'll just take this for now. Oh, so the maisa, the Yisoid at Varam Mizrub Yisai. Yisoid, it's a shiloh for some while, what's with the bear Yosef. Yosef Salant has a tremendous Yisoid in this week's parasha to answer this kasha, and he. I must have said this over once before, but it could be parts of mine afterward, you know. But I think the main Yisoid, a lot of it's from him, and we'll be maybe Mashalev, maybe it's a little Knech on the Vore, but whatever. The Yisoid at Vore, he says, is a very major Yisoid, and the Yisoid of Kanoim Poigim Boy. Because Be'etzim, we go into the Halacha of Kanoim Poigim Boy, is a very interesting Halacha. Halacha is Dafka when they're together. If Pirish, there's no din of Kanoim Poigim Boy. There's no din of Kanoim Poigim Boy. If he's Pirish, it has to be Ma'as B'Shas Ma'as B'Shas where they're actually doing the Ma'isa. And we know the story where there was Nais. And we know Be'etzim, we have to understand Be'emes, what is the Oinesh of Kanoim Poigim? We kill him. Be'etzim, the Aveir of living with a Goy, Api Allah, is Be'emes, if you want to find the Etzim, wow, the Torah is not so budget. We know the Chazawa Goy, the Sanhedrin, Nashkaz. There's four different maybe in Yonim that you be over when, but the Ma'isa at the end of the Etzem Ma'isa Veira, the Chora, the Ma'isa B itself is mitzad the Issa Shavoy. It's not as Chomer the Chora as Gilui Arayis. So why is it here such a very very extreme Oynish of Kanoim Poigim Boy? So he wants to say that the Yisoid is. A big Yisoid. Let me say a little different, but let's say so far with his Yisoid. Okay, maybe he wants to say the Yisoid is that Kanoim Poigo represents Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael. That the Pshat is that a person understands that there's different levels of being in this world. There's the Doimim, the Tzomeach, the Kuzmi said the Tzomeach, the Doimim. The Medaber, the Chai, the Medaber. And there's a fifth level called Yisrael. Yisrael is a different level altogether. And when a person sees that a person goes down, when a Jew sees that a Yid lowers himself to a different domain and cohabits with a Goya, it's not so much the Maisa Avera, it's the point. It's the message he's sending. He's sending that the supremacy of a Yid. There's no supremacy of a year. The Kedusha is Israel, that we have the special Kedusha. That Madrega of realizing that you read of Kedusha is Israel, that's the Begam. And somebody who's Mekanet for that Inyan, Rabbi Yisrael, for the Inyan of how Kedusha is Israel is being profaned. Only someone who's on that level. Dafka Kanoim Poigim Boy. Dafka Kanoim Poigim Boy. A boiler of Kanoim. You have to be a Kanoim. If you're not a Kanoim, if you ask, a Shaila also. So what do you have to be Kanoim for? You have to be Kanoim for this message, Rabbi Yisrael. That it burns and it disrupts you so much. You mamash have pain from the fact that you see a Yid profaning the Kedushas Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. That Kedusha, that holiness, that uniqueness, that Mamlechus Kodem Goy Kodosh. You see, he's going and living with a Goy, he's going down to Madrigas, a Goy. He's saying there's no Kedusha Yisrael. That's the statement he's making. If you see B'Shas Maisa, only if you see B'Shas Maisa, because then it's actually happening, and you take action because of that Kino. Zok the Yosef Salant. This was the Taina of the Shvatim. How could it be? He comes from Oyvid Oyvid Azor. How can he make kind of the fact Every person comes over. How can he make kind of the fact that the year, the supremacy of the year, when he comes from stamped from Goy, with Fatim Avodas Kachovim, his grandpappy had shout to Avodas Kachovim, to the Madrig of Goy. It can't be that it's total Lashem Shemayim. But Akosov and was answered that time and said, no, Pinchas ben Aaron, this Meister came directly from Pinchas ben Aaron, Akoyin, Rabbi Yisrael. So says Rabbi Yosef Salant. And the message for us, Rabbi Yisrael, such a powerful message, Rabbi Yisrael, the Yisrael of Kanoim, Rabbi Yisrael, the Yisrael of realizing the supremacy of a Yid, Rabbi Yisrael, this world, the Yisrael of understanding. If he said, I wanted to say, if he hits what I want to hear, that's why he comes to every bris, because that's what the bris, the sort of a bris is putting on Kedushas Yisrael, the supremacy, bringing out Mimigal, the Kedushas Yisrael. Because that was what he stood for. And this was what Hashem, who was Mekano, was Nikmasi, because the Kodesh Baruch was one who established that Kedushas Yisrael at Har Sinai. And here they were profaning by living with Goyim, that whole matz of the of Nois Midian, they were mamish profaning one after the next. This Yisoid. So Pinchas went about and he stood up for the supremacy of Klal Yisrael. That's what we zocher to be a Koyhein, known as Kayim Pinchas, with this Meisah. What's Koyhein? It stands for that supremacy. Atem to you, Mamlechus Koyhein. The Koyhein in Klal Yisrael is good for the supremacy. It's mainly he was zocher to that supremacy of Kahim Kahuna Rabbi Yisrael. When he did that mice and he stood up for the supremacy of Klai Yisrael, he was elevated to the Madrig of supremacy in Klai Yisrael Gufa, the union of Kohanim Rabbi Yisrael. And that was Gufa what happened by when the Kohanim Gufa be Kohanim. Mi Lashem Eilai, to stand up for the supremacy of Klai Yisrael, not to go down to Avodah Zarah, Gidarayas. But here, Rabbi Yisrael, this was Pinchas' mice, Rabbi Yisrael. This way he's Zocher to come to every bris. He's come to come with Ibris and to what's it called? Because the sort of bris is the same Yisod of Bris. Living with a Goya is the same bris as bringing up in the mile. Living with a Goya is that's what the Gemara says in Erev and Yates. The Gemara says, Avraham Avinu stands by the Pesach Shel Gehenim. Who's he pull out? Those who are bris and those who weren't boiled by Be'el Be'el Necha. Right? Those ones, Omik Be'el Chabach, he stands by those plates to pull out those who weren't Mezals of the Kedushas Yisod of Bris. This supremacy, this living in our lives, was a real thing that we're elevated, we're the fifth madrig, we're above, is such a madrig that a person has to live with, because it might not be so drastic as Kanoim Poygim Boy, but it's very drastic when we lower ourselves, reduce ourselves to a different madrig, Rabbi Yisrael. If you would see a man over here walking in this hall, Rabbi Yisrael, on his fours, by making noise, you know, like a dog. You would call the mental institution. What's going on? He said, get up, man. What are you doing like that? He's going around biting people. You see him walking around mountains, he's big, he didn't go to a good dentist, he has fangs also. You see him biting people going around. He thinks he's a dog. He says, oh, Shem Yerachim. Look at that guy. A human being. See, even a guy, he walked down, how could it be? What is he? He's not a dog, he's much higher than animal life. A different level. He's a medavya. And the same oifer, Rabbi Yisrael, if we lower ourselves, the madrega of goy, Rabbi Yisrael, we go out, we see what the goyim are doing, Rabbi Yisrael. We go look what's going on in the world today, and we don't have to look far to find out what's going on in the world today. Just turn to your right or your left, depends what part of the belt it's on, and you'll find it. What's going on in the world? It's on the right or the left, yamin or shmal. Mizrach or Ma'ariv. Some people give in the back. They don't want people to know. It's on the back, the Ma'ariv. Some people in the Mizrach. They want to be proud. They walk around with it. Everybody has their own place where they keep it. But they go on and they look. And here we're idolizing the Goyim. We're looking up Rabbi to the Goyim. People going around looking at Mamash Meshugoyim Rabbi Yisrael and looking up to them as special people Rabbi Yisrael. Meshugoyim Rabbi Yisrael. And we lower ourselves, Rabbi says, it has a bechin of Pinchas, Rabbi says. A person who has an avas for Hashem, a person who has a true ava for the Bnei Yisrael, who understands the person what Kedushas Yisrael, the Kedush Baruch was lifted us up from the Amim, that has to realize that we have no shaykhs with that world. No shaykhs. We don't have to pay our bills to the government, that's it. But to look what they wear, and to see what they eat, how they eat, and to go around and fantasize to be like a goyer, Rabbi Yisai. It's mamish, a zoivi, you want to be an animal. But people are living this life, Rabbi Yisai, following sport heroes. You go into a guy's house, in a house, maybe not, but you go to Bochum's room, and used to, I'm not saying to you, you should, I don't know, today, you know, I don't know if they follow sports anymore as much as they used to, but they have other idols that they follow. But sports heroes, people look up to the sports heroes, they have big pictures, giant wall, you know, ceiling to the floor, blow up of some sugar on his side. Big picture of him, up in the air, like a monkey. Big ape, up in the air. And everybody's, wow, look at that man. This guy's mamish, if you go into his private life, Hashem Yirach, he's murdered, who knows what he does. He's on drugs, you know, who knows what, heroin, who knows what he's up to in his lifetime. And they look up to him, Rabbi Yisai. We look up to this person or that person. We look up to people in the goyish world. But say, how could it be? It's like a guy. You go to a goy's house. He says, "This is my hero." He unveils the picture. A big German shepherd. You see how the guy comes into his house. You want to see my hero? Yes, Bob. Who's your hero? I come into my room. Walk into the room. Big German shepherd. Yeah, look at it. Bibby, my dog Bibby. He's my hero in life. He overcame obstacles. He had a brother, he once broke his leg. My hero, Bibby. You look at him as sugar. You are heroes, the dog. I mean, come on, you're a madame. But I could go ahead and look and follow and idolize these people, Rabbi Yisai. That's what you're in the Kedushas as well. And the same way the hashkafa of the goy, Rabbi Yisai, to go follow the hashkafa of the goy, Rabbi Yisai. I tell to you, Mamlech is goy, we have one agenda in this world, Rabbi Yisai. We're here for one agenda. We're here to become Mamlech is goy, Mamlech Kodesh. We're here to worship Hashem on the highest level. We're here to become Talmidei Chachamim. That's what we're here for. If anybody has any other hashkafa for what he's here for, Rabbi Yisai, that means because he's been ingrained in him the hashkafa that he has to lower himself to the madrega sagoy. That's poigim kedushas as well, Rabbi Yisai. If he thinks for 1 second that he has to live the star lifestyle of a god, that his tafkid in this world has anything, the god has a tafkid. It could be his tafkid to be a good doctor. The yid, that's not his tafkid 100%. It could be his to be a good doctor also, but to bring back Kiddush Hashem in this world. His tafkid is to be in Kiddush Hashem. His tafkid is to learn Torah. If he has to work, we spoke, okay. But his tafkid in all is to bring back Kiddush Hashem in this world. That's his tafkid. And nothing else. And any hashkofa, impure hashkofa gets in, Rabbi Yisai. If we look around, Rabbi Yisai, it's very, very common. You go back on the planes, Rabbi Yisai, and I go, I'm already on the plane already there, but people are going to be going back on planes, Rabbi Yisai. It makes you want to cry, Rabbi Yisai. It makes you want to cry, not the movie, because it's a sad movie, but it is the movie. You see, mamish from a yidin, Rabbi Yisai. Earphones, please. Yes, 2, in case one of them breaks. We don't want to be stuck for the second half of the trip. It's a 12-hour trip. We got to get all 60. I was on the plane just now, Rabbi Yisai. I was listening to the goyim in back of me, Rabbi Yisai. And I say, Ashrenu. They were chazing over. I was chazing over. Baruch Hashem, a few black and white. It was always going over my head as we were landing. And they were chazing over 4 movies they watched. I'm not joking. Which one did you like better? I heard the conversation backwards. I'm like, my next schmooze. Great chomer for the next movie. You know, you go to the plane, you're like, what movie did you like best? He was telling, I like this. Did you see that one? And I was so sad. Yeah, it was a very sad movie. I had to shut it off at the end. I was so sad. I was very nervous to watch the end of the movie. And the handling for Shushim Ravola, everybody said, fake! What is it? Mama's fake, she was fake. They're singing the arming. And did you watch it? You didn't. And the carving of the plot. I didn't really understand that chelik. Mamish chazor is a shir. Halavayim chaz my shir. Must they chaz the movie? With all the pitchifkis, how many times did he snore this and that? So you say, oh, that's the goy, Rabbi Yisai. But then you walk around the plane, Rabbi Yisai. Chmol Litzlan, Rabbi Yisai. Chmol Litzlan. You walk around the plane, and there it is, Rabbi Yisai. Everybody with the headphones. And they look, not every chas v'shalom, there are people that the Yiddish v'chashiv Yiddish, they're learning Torah by side. Take a safe on the plane, at least have a safe with two holes in it, so at least, you know, wondering why he never got past the cover. Anyway, but at least have a safe in front of you. Well, like the guy who came on the plane once, I said, remember he came on the plane with a bunch of sperm, he came on the plane, put all the sperm down. It's perfect. No, because sometimes the movie's not your height, so, you know, you need to at least establish. But anyway, Sefer Shel Davar, everybody said, Yid, that's what a Yid does, you shut it off. You shut it off. We should maybe speak to El Al, to someone with a Gvalt and Kiddush Hashem. Today, okay, maybe it's Homer Takahon. Have Shiurim. Live Shiurim. I mean, Torah anytime. Tony, anyway, we could someone speak to El Al. Get Torah anytime. Get interesting Shiurim. People that could, get something that they could be alive. But to go watch the Shtusim, have Volim, Znos, all the Gimel Arayas, Gimel Avej, get it all in one movie of us. The big Gimel. Shalosh Averes Chamuras, all one movie. Or you have a choice, you can get Hariga, or this, you know, either one. But Zor, Gila Arayas, which one? Do you want, press number one for Gila Arayas. Two is for Shiras Dome, and three is for the kids are, so that's what you should be watching, Rabbi Yisrael. What is the Shem Yirach, Rabbi Yisrael, the movies that we get into, and I'm not saying Chas V'Shalom Ar Olam. Well, I'm here, we have Chas V'Shalom Ar Olam, but Rabbi Yisrael, to impress upon people, Rabbi Yisrael. I know it's difficult, go to stay up the whole night before, Rabbi Yisrael, and sleep the whole plane ride, but don't go back, Rabbi Yisrael. The Bein Hazman, Rabbi Yisrael, starting off as such a holy Hazman, you were uplifted to Kedushas Yisrael, we went to base Medr, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a Kedushas Yisrael, but the Kedushas Yisrael, which is in the high ground, the people who are B'nai Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. The people B'nai Torah, that's the epitome of the Spitz. You be the Spitz, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what Victor Miller told him. That, you know, and that's what happened. He has to aspire to star. Victor Miller told her, he used to say, oh, God, when he went about making his Mapecha, Victor Miller, I mean the book now, he met about his Mapecha, Brooklyn. So he wanted to introduce that his Kehillah should start learning a lot of Torah Shiurim. And everyone knows afterwards, Mom was Molly the Goddess. Every second there was always Molly the Molly, Kiddush Shiurim. So when he went about establishing, he used to say over a famous voice, he said, you could be the president of the shul, but if you don't learn Torah, you'll be an Amaretz. I don't care if they make you the president of the shul. Because especially those times, big chashivas. I said, hey, I don't care if they make you the president of the shul, but if you don't learn Torah, you're nothing but an Amaretz. So people that were uplifted, that's what they do, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the hachana for going back to for the Bein Hazman, Rabbi Yisrael. What kind of feeling it? What kind of spirit you're gonna go in? You go back on a high. You drag yourself back down into the world of the goyim, Rabbi Yisrael, into the monkeys, into the this. You drag yourself back into the world of shtus, Rabbi Yisrael, and chutz from there, not on the plane. Then, you know, because the person has Bein Hazman, we got to make up, you know. It's time to make up for this man. And who knows what you do, Rabbi Yisrael. A person has to understand that the Bein Hazman is a connection, Rabbi Yisrael. Yiddish guy is that way. There's no such thing. You got to keep going. You got to moving forward, Rabbi Yisrael. If you don't go up, you're going down. A person has to realize that he has to make plans on how to keep it going, Rabbi Yisrael. Keep it running. Keep it moving. The Yiddish guy has to keep going, Rabbi Yisrael. If we don't put the, if we don't pump, vite, and make tochniyot, Rabbi Yisrael, there has to be goals. That's what we always try to give here also. Goals have been as man, Rabbi Yisrael. What am I chazmering? What am I learning? What am I mastering? What am I doing, Rabbi Yisrael? If you don't make goals, it's a waste of time. You're going to start falling into the trap of the Bein Hazmanim, of the times that's a little shvach, and you're going to fall down, Rabbi Yisrael, and you'll lower yourself, and then you're going to chas v'shalom lose that kedusha yisrael that you gained, Rabbi Yisrael. We're here to keep going higher and higher, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what Atavki, Rabbi Yisrael. Why should it be that the Bein Hazmanim, if there's a break, Rabbi Yisrael? I know we need our rest. Avada, rest is a healthy thing. A person needs to rest. I think the Miller writes many times in the book, he says one of the most problems that people have is they don't rest enough. You have to sleep and you have to rest. You have to have your time. Bein Hazmanim is the time also to get an extra rest. But it has to be with a cheshbon, Rabbi Yisrael. The extra rest is for the hemshich. And to be mamshich to the Bein Hazmanim, Rabbi Yisrael. Every single person, be one person that doesn't make a say the Bein Hazmanim, Rabbi Yisrael. It can't be. If you're true about Torah, if you have a love of Torah, if you enjoy Torah, if you enjoy who you are as a Ben Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, then you should have, then express yourself that even when you're not, no one's around, you're learning Torah. Not every second, not every minute, but the story, Rabbi Yisrael. After davening, I always say, the best thing is to make a seder after davening. Get up in the morning. Get up every morning and make a seder. Make a seder. After davening, you get up whenever time you want to daven his mom a little bit later. Fine. You get up and you make a seder right after davening. The minute after you learn, you finish, don't go home. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Don't do anything. Go stay in the base medrash with your tefillin on and sit and learn for a half hour, hour. The whole day is different. If you have to go around, you have to go, you get out, you go on vacation with your wife. But a bursa is a tzura from a ben teira, a tzura from a yid. It's a yiddish ben ezmanim. It's a yiddish break. It's a yiddish trip to Europe. We don't lower ourselves. A goy doesn't go on a trip and starts to take with him alpo on the trip. Betty, what would you like? What should we wrap up? I don't know, some good alpo, dog food. You know, we're going on a trip now. Till now we were human beings, but now we're going on the trip. Now we're animals. So maybe you could put like a little bag of alpo. I don't know what else the dogs eat. You know, or maybe some cat food, some milk. Maybe we'll have those, you know, little containers of milk. We'll take and pour it in there, and we'll use our tongue to drink it, just for Ben Asmanim, because it's. Ben Asmanim now, the whole year, we, you know, but now we become cats. Maybe some bird seeds. You don't know. I always wanted to be a pigeon. No, we take you. Okay, Rebbe, very nice, but now it's Ben Asmanim. You know, it's Ben Asmanim. That's it. We throw it all off, and we look like who knows what. You meet a guy in the street, is that Baruch? Huh? Doesn't look like him. Looks like Barry. Who is that guy? See him in shorts and t-shirt. He's going to, what happened? What happened? Oh, it's Ben Asmanim, Rebbe. Ben Asmanim there for what? You have to look like a cow? You think I can get some milk out of you? It's Ben Asmanim, so there for what? This Ben Asmanim there for what? That we go, we come, we have the Kedushas Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. But chutz from the etzem fact that we shouldn't lower ourselves, it's such a painful, like we always speak about the painful result of a person not getting anywhere in life. And Chaim Shulayz, if you compare it to a guy, heats up an egg. The egg takes 2 to 3 minutes to heat up. At 2:59, he pulls it off, and he waits another thing, cools down, he puts it another for 2:59, and he starts again. The famous Mais Rebbe Kiva, 12 and 12 is not 24. You need to have a continuous replacement. If you want to affect, you want to impress, you want to change, you want to make a change in your body, there has to be a continuity. Vite and vite, there's no stop. And it's not just a time to let up and not take off who you are, not change. Just relax a little bit more, extend the relaxation, get a little more rest. Make a little tochnit, maybe learn something that's a little bit easier. If Gift used to say, guys, used to take a small mesel. Gift was very big. Take a small mesel for Ben Asmanim. Make a goal for Ben Asmanim, Boisai. It has to be infused with Mutter Torah, Boisai. But for Kerem, Boisai, you need the protection also. You're bombarded, Boisai. Ben Asmanim, you're bombarded. Every time, first of all, there's a certain year, but you walk off the plane or you get out from the yeshiva, and then you start to let down the cooler bus and you become bombarded by the Yitzhara. Especially if you're going to Chutzlar, you become bombarded. You get off the plane, bombarded. The Gashmi is a bomb, mamish, major atomic bombs on you. And what do you do? Where's your protection, Rabbi said? The only thing that protects us from all these Nisyonis and all the Yitzharas and Rabbi Nisman is Tokoyach HaTorah, Rabbi said. But Rossi Yitzhak, Rossi Torah, there's nothing else. But you can't take, Mr. Trump says, you can't take anything else. Nothing else is going to work against it, Rabbi Yisrael. So you go back, not only do you throw off the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, you have no protection whatsoever, but you lower yourself into the. And then you come back and say, it doesn't seem, I'm here 4 years, it doesn't seem I'm getting anywhere, Rabbi. Maybe you have a different recipe. Of course you're not getting anywhere. You're heating up the egg 2 minutes, and you're lowering the steam, like taking it off and doing it again. You have to have continuity, vita and vita. The Ben Asmanim is so harsh, Rabbi Yisrael. Forget, sometimes the Ben Asmanim, you don't have the pressure of learning exactly this, learning that. You can take your own limud, you take a chazor, Rabbi Yisrael, which is so harsh, Rabbi Yisrael. Chazor, we teach them seekers, Rabbi Yisrael. How much do you get to her fight, Rabbi Yisrael? How much does he fight? He fights so stark, don't do chazor, go do something else, go do something else. How much does he fight? Because he knows, dear lick the geschmack, Rabbi Yisrael. When a person finally tastes it, when he finishes, when he learns and he knows and he has it in his hand, there's nothing that is tasting more geschmack. And the Yitzhak doesn't want, he do anything, anything will get you not the chazak. Do something, yeah, we're going to go over again. He did it once before, and he knows, because he knows deer he's going to be crushed, deer he's going to be swallowed up. So the boys say, as we started, we have to realize who we are. That's the first thing, to realize Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, to realize the Kedushas Yisrael. And that was what he was fighting, that was his kampf. That he's coming to fight for Kedushas Yisrael. The Klai Yisrael is a different. We're Mura Me'am. We're higher up in all the nations, and we have to walk around with that feeling like that. And look at the boy. That he's much less. He's no Shnaka Pesh. Shloya Sani Goy. The Kavon and Mamish to Mechamin. The Shloya Sani Goy. That the greatest guy in the world. Mechamin on him. Shloya Sani Goy. That we're much higher than him, and we don't have to lower ourselves to their Shtusim. We don't have to go near their Shtusim. We're at a different level. We can find our own outlets and our own kosher to Kazakh. To do, because we're a different race. We're shayach to the mamlechas koyin and the koyinish. We're sorry. We're mamlo malachim. We're not shayach to that type of lifestyle, to that world. And the Bnei Brahman is a time which is very, very dangerous to get caught up. Rabbi, it's booby trap with these type of things. Come on, he gets swooped in, and there he is again. He comes off the plane. I always say, with the ambulances awaiting at the spiritual ambulance. This guy's leg, and this guy's. Hashem Yirachem, so let's use out the Ben Azmanim to be an Aliyah, forget to be a Hemshech, especially as we go into Elo, to get enough rest also, to rest up. The Tanakh says in Simon Chafei that when a person rests, the Shem Shemayim, he rests, he says over there, Shavuch HaMashkim, a guy sleeps 8 hours, and because he knows that by resting more, he's going to be able to learn better the next day, says the Tanakh. And there's another guy who does head bobs. He might push away sleep for a second because doesn't want to sleep too much. Says this Taz, but the guy who goes to sleep 8 hours with the intention of being able to learn better, oisoi schar, they get osa schar. The guy who sleeps those 8 hours, he's sleeping in bed, he's not learning a word. But it's all the shav koyach. Rabbi says, if he goes to a Ben Azman, he doesn't learn as much, but he has healthy, kosher outlets. He goes to his exercise, he takes care of his body, he sleeps properly. But all the attention, they should have a shtarka el or boisa. And he has his learning also. He has the learning also. He has everything. But he does it in the kosher ways, boisa. He does it the right ways. And he uses that the time in a proper oifen with a hachana for the future, with a hemshach of the past. Then it's all one, boisa. He has that kedusha. It's 12. It's not 12, but 12 is 24 straight years. Because Rav Kiva was able to reduce 24,000 talmidei boisa. It's so chaval, Rabbi Yisrael. The biggest thing that hurts a person is when he has somebody, he loses it, Rabbi Yisrael. We say the greatest simcha, the Gemara says, Lo yeha yutom yom toim li Yisrael. It's great for it. Kechamisha sabahav, the Mishnah, chavav mitbeis. In Titus, the Gemara talks about the end, Lamed Aleph. Lo yeha yom toim li Yisrael, kechamisha sabahav, yom kippurim. It's a good verse, you say it all, two ba'av, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara says there was no greater days, no Yom Tov of Yisrael, Ki Chamisha Ketubah Av, Chamisha Zobah Av. Shebehem, what happens on those days, Rabbi Yisai? Vinois Yisrael, the girls, everybody likes this word, the girls go in the crowd for the Kramim, and they used to go in the Kramim, and the man used to go out and say plenty, and he wrote, and they used to go out, and each one used to say, every, the Gemara says in the Laman Aleph, each type of girl said, the ones of Yoifi said like this, Bekitzah, what is the pshat in the Gemara versus Lo Yom Tovim Yisrael? There was no greater days. What's pshat in the Gemara? Lo Yom Tovim Yisrael. There's no shmuz next week, so I'm giving you for next week also. Lo Yom Tovim Yisrael. I'm just adding with this word. What's Lo Yom Tovim Yisrael? What? No Yom Tovim. What's the pshat? Pshat is Tam Yom Tov. What's what to say? The pshat is everybody said. The pshat in Toiv. Toiv is a pshat in Toiv. Maybe I swear it's my own chiddush, whatever. The pshat in Toiv is something. There was no greater days. Why is this called your Yom Tov? There were greater days because the Yisodim Yom Tov is when you had something and you lost it and you get it back. That's the greatest. The person never had something, he got it. There's a great feeling, person. But it doesn't compare. It doesn't come to the toenails of something that had something that was precious. You lost it and you got it back. When you get back, because you know why? Because of the fact that you got back your possession. But the pshat is the pain and the feeling of loss is so great. When you get it back, the feeling is amazing. So pshat in the Gemara, I want to say is, well, I'm telling you, Israel, there were no greater days. It's not meaning yontif. It was a great day because it was a day that we got back things that we lost. So if you go through the sugya, Yom Kippur is very partial. The Gemara says, Yom Kippur, why is it a great day? Yom Shenitna by Luchas Shnias. We lost the Luchas, we got it back. Chamishis above, you look at the things, Yom that the Shevet Binyamin came back, Yom, all the things over there, all things that we lost, we had something, we got it back. That's why it's Lomit Torah. I want to say, it's very geschmack. That's what the perfect day to get a wife. Why? The Gemara is locked in Kedushin Beis. What's a wife? A wife is a Metzia. So that's the Gemara in Kedushin Beis. Why is Metzia? It's something that you lost and you once had her and you have to go out and find her. That's the perfect day. That it should be on that day. But what do we take out? The worst thing is to have something and lose her. By keeping or learning, we can ensure that we'll have only Yom Tov in Israel. Should be zeichut to the embassy Yom Tov, the greatest day of the year, when we get back to Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi.